Episode 26, baby.
Yeah.
Hey, like you said, though, I know you want to pay homage before we start, man.
Oh,
so.
Yeah, that's a must, man. Before we start this show, man, we got to, you know what I'm saying, pay our respects to the legend, Takeoff,
mm-hmm.
One-third of the greatest Migo group ever, the group.
Facts.
Just a little moment of silence. Long live Take.
Forever. Takeoff.
Go.
Yeah.
So, yeah, man, 26 episodes in. I mean, this 26 episode of season 3.
Correct.
Yeah, so.
Hey, look, let's get right into this, y'all. Look, man, so episode 26, y'all know we always tell y'all we got somebody special, but I believe, like, this is our first for show model.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of times our women reaching out, hey, we want to see this, we want to do that, where my women at? And we got a model. I know we have a lot of ladies that's killing the fashion industry that want to get into it. So we hoping that this episode inspire y'all with this super, super model. You know what I'm saying? That we got, you know what I'm saying? This is my BG fam.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, take your bag off the desk. Now this is a supermodel. Like, this is my BG fam. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So look, with no further ado, we about to get some jewels and diamonds from Nice Simone. Y'all, welcome to the show. What's up with you?
What's up? I'm glad to be here.
Hey,
appreciate that. Right. How you pull up.
Hey, I appreciate you connecting that too, man, because let's just get right into it. So like, why modeling? You know what I'm saying? Like, matter of fact, I'm going right too quick. So like, who are you? Like, who's Nice Simone?
Yeah. Who is Nice Simone? Nice Simone is a young, evolving woman
that
is very passionate about what she believes in.
Let's go.
She works very hard. Mm. She's very consistent. She believes in herself.
Ooh.
Ooh. And
keep going. Like, let them know. Look, and these are all facts too.
Yeah,
so like,
Better pop it.
And I'm 28 and I'm from Cleveland, Ohio.
Yeah.
And I'm just doing me.
Hey, look, y'all heard it there. So she then gave y'all that, and it's a lot more to it. So like, I know most people know you, especially that's been following everything for modeling.
Mm-hmm.
But like, how did you actually get into modeling?
I've actually gotten to modeling at a very young age. I started modeling when I was a teenager.
Mm.
It was more so for me just a hobby, something to do. My mom put me into it. It was something that, like,
shout out my dukes.
You know, right. Shout out to my
greatest supporters.
It was something she put me into. It was like an organization that was doing like classes for modeling, for dancing, for young girls.
Everything.
And I got involved in that. They were, you know, very serious. They took us on a trip to New York. That was like my first time going there.
Oh, damn, y'all was already going to NY back then? Yeah, right. Shout out that organization.
You know, little did I know what it was going to end up being, but I started doing it then, and I continued to do it. I started doing fashion shows like in the community, in church.
Yep,
That's
dope.
And you know, it just continued through high school, through college, and now it's to the point where it's like a whole nother level because I decided to take it there.
That's how I got hip. Cause I see, I'm like, she was at New York Fashion Week. I'm like, damn.
Yeah, and from the city.
That's why I'm like, damn, she in New York Fashion Week.
Diamonds,
like,
light flex.
Mecca. You feel me? Like,
that's
hard.
Yeah, little light flex and everything like that.
We're going to have to lead up to that, though. But we're going to have to just
definitely
back one time.
Definitely. So I know you said that, you know, you got part of that organization and you've been modeling and stuff like that. But what made you stick with it, though? Because sometimes a lot of us pick up stuff like when we're younger and things like that, or mom, dad put us on to something. And we don't follow through with it. So what was it about that modeling that stuck with you? We're like, you know what? Let me actually continue to pursue this, even through college and even to right now.
I feel like with everything that you do, you kind of grow. And in modeling, I feel like I grew into it. So again, when I first started, it was just an interest. Yep. I feel like over time, when I kept doing it, I started to like notice that, like, oh, I'm really good at what I'm doing.
Yep, getting noticed.
And when I realized that, I started to like fall a love for it, and then that like developed to like a passion. That passion led me to knowing that this is like my purpose. So
that's hard that you recognize the, you know what I'm saying, the growth, the how you liked it at first and then you loved it. That's hard.
And even going from you said from your passion to your purpose.
Yeah. Right.
That's important too, because you can find something that you're passionate about, but it may not be your purpose.
Mm-hmm.
But when you get into it and you're like, nah, this is what I'm supposed to do. Mm-hmm. There's so many of us that have stuff that we're supposed to do that we don't do it. You know what I'm saying? Or we do it and we stop and we don't know. It's hard. People don't find their purpose. So I'm glad that you found it
through
that.
Just doing stuff they like. Mm-hmm. That's it. Just doing stuff they like with no purpose behind it.
Yeah.
What's your motivation behind you? You know what I'm saying? To keep it going.
I would say my motivation, like I brought up in the beginning, my mom putting me into it. I think from like a young age, my mom, she always instilled in us the word believe. That was like my mom's favorite word. It was on her license plates. She always put it up around the house, and she always told us that was her favorite word. So I don't know, maybe that was something that just stuck with me, because I think what makes me continue to push myself is because I genuinely believe like this is my purpose.
See? She instilled that early.
I see the vision, like it's already there. So it's like I'm literally just aligning myself. And I seen the moment I shifted my mindset to that, like I seen all the doors just open. I seen it all open for myself. So now
you
I'm just
keep
like,
grinding.
Yeah.
Wow. That's you even said it, and I love some believe. Like that right there is a word itself. But like, what does the life of a model look like? You know what I'm saying? Like day to day. Because of course we see you on the runway. Like we want to know. Because I mean, we see as a male perspective, we see the models and we just see the beautiful and the looks. But like, you know, we don't probably see what's going on behind the scenes and the whole process. So like, what's a typical day in the life? Yeah. Like if you got a show coming up, like you about to do it, what's that day look like?
I would say modeling is not always easy. I know a lot of people think that it's just you know, get cute, take your pictures,
walk
hop on
the
runway. But it's not always easy. I think in the modeling industry you face a lot of rejection. You have to learn how to like accept that and keep going. And then I also feel like sometimes you just in life, like you might have other things going on, but I feel like it's important to be consistent. And I feel like that's just a big thing, being consistent for models, putting yourself out there. You have to network with people.
That's a big thing.
And then you have to just, you have to decide what kind of model you want to be, what kind of lane you want to be in, and focus on yourself.
No, break that down.
I'm
like,
trying to tell
you. What
I
you
ain't
mean?
Know
Hold on. Yeah. What's the different models like?
Because it's different type of models.
What's levels to this model life?
So you can be a commercial model. You can be a runway model. You can be a print model.
Okay.
So those are just a few of them. But you decide what you want to be, what fits into your lane, and then you just make the decisions that make the most sense for you.
Got it.
Everything is not just like a, I know a lot of people ask me like, well, what do you do? Like
yeah,
as right. though they want like, okay, so this is what you have to exactly do this.
Everybody's different.
Everybody's path is different. Yeah. I think the biggest key is just believing in yourself and being consistent, working hard, never giving up on yourself. And that's just all I did. I lived in Toledo.
Shout out Toledo fam.
As you know, I went to Bowling Green.
Hey, this is my BG fucking fam. You know, she was killing runways in college, so I already knew what was going on, but I'm gonna let you finish.
So I moved back to Cleveland after like working in radio and stuff out there. Yep. I moved back to Cleveland and I decided like my life can change in a year. If I make a plan in my mind, like
diamonds.
I could change my life in a year. So I had that mindset. I said, like, at the end of this year, like, I'm going to get signed. That was my goal. So I knew, like, every month I'm going to have to do some photo shoots. I'm going to have to do these shows. Wow. So it was, like, every month I had a goal. And I didn't even know I was going to exceed them goals. I was like, all right, by this year I'm going to do, like, 10 photo shoots. I did way more than 10 photo shoots.
I didn't really supersede that goal,
and she hitting them.
Whoa!
So that right there just showed me like the power of God and just the power of believing in yourself.
Yep.
And so I just never give up. I feel like that's the best advice I can give to people. Never give up. Really look into the type of modeling you want to do. Be able to take rejection.
See,
I feel like you definitely gotta have tough skin.
Tough skin. Yeah.
So.
Because you got to think about that too. Like, how many times have you, you know, when you are auditioning, like for a gig or a show, like the feedback of other models that may not get picked. You know
what
I'm saying?
Might not get picked. Designers that they might not want you. You might get picked at first, and the day of the show, they might like take that off. Somebody else got to put it on. Whoa. I've seen it with my own two eyes. Damn. I've been offered a contract this year. Mm-hmm. I took too long to sign it.
They passed on it.
Contract off the table.
Man. Whoa. Somebody say that. The modern industry probably cutthroat as well.
Oh, yeah.
Cutthroat. Yeah. And they know what they want. Sometimes it's not even just you. They already know what kind of look they want that they're going for with their brand. And if it's just not you, you have to be able to take rejection. And you have to be able to bet on yourself.
Come on now.
All the time. So, that's probably the biggest dime you probably drop. Well, you drop a lot of them, but that's it. Bet on yourself.
When I went to New York, I went out there. The last time I just went to New York. So, first time I went to New York, I had management. And I got aligned with the show. And that was a taste for me seeing it. So, after I was, you know, I'm done with my manager, I went out there again. And I just auditioned for castings. And that worked out. But the last time I went, I auditioned for castings. I made every single casting that I went to.
Diamonds, hold on. Let's make some noise for that. How many was it that you did?
I did five. I had to stop because the shows were just for Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I couldn't do more than five.
You booked all up.
I was booked all up. But it was just off of me just going. I didn't know that was going to happen. And I was. And if I didn't make it, I wasn't going to cry or stop or be like.
And the experience too.
Yeah.
The experience.
You just took that leap of faith. Priceless. Like you said, you believe. Goodness.
So and sacrifice.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sacrifice went out there again and doubled down.
At first I was just gonna go Friday, Saturday, Sunday, but you know, a friend, that's why you gotta watch the people you put around.
Yeah.
My friend said, like, listen, you should go out there earlier so you can go audition and make it in more shows. And, like, he believed in me. He's like, you're going to make it. So and I said, you know what? I'm going to go out there earlier, and I'm going to go to these castings.
Yep.
Made all of them.
My goodness, man. See, y'all got to understand. The testimonies that be on here, like, knowing the back end.
Yes. This platform here.
Yes, how important is photo shoots? I want to talk about that too. Shout out to our guy Rudy. You know what I'm saying? That's my dog. That's my brother, man. See, we had him on the show as well. How does that work? You know what I'm saying? How important are photo shoots or a portfolio for a model?
Shout out to Rudy. Definitely a big supporter OG. Of me. But yeah, I think photo shoots are important. I think just maintenance and maintaining yourself is just important. Even though if you might do a photo shoot and it's not. It could just be for content. A lot of stuff I post on Instagram is for content.
Respect.
Some stuff people don't see because those are submitted to magazines. That can't even touch
the internet. Right. Dynasty, okay.
That's next
you know, I would say photo shoots are important. If you think it's a really good shoot, don't post it on social media. Mm. You can actually get published for that.
Whoa. Y'all picking this up? Hold on. No, like you actually, like you, instead of putting it on social media to post for that, that may shoot your chances of that being the shot that could have been in your portfolio that could have got you a potential deal.
Yeah.
Okay. Playing cover types.
It's just certain things I think people should just look up when it comes to modeling. Mm. I think you can tell the people that are passionate and the people that, you know, are doing it.
What's something that you could probably give to somebody that's going through this situation that they don't know about, they probably blind to?
That's a good question.
That people just don't know about or something that think, I don't know.
Yeah, like, no, something. That's a good question because I've gotten people that come up to me and they're like, well, I'm insecure about, you know, how much anything. I weigh or my height or whatever. I always tell people that the modeling industry is not even about that anymore. It's really more so about individuality, you being that confident. You being confident. Confidence is key in just life, period.
I'm telling you. People try to take that as being cocky, though, but you got to be confident.
No. Man, if you don't have no confidence, you out here going to get ate up.
You're going to get ate up.
See?
Man, and especially confidence that you give to yourself, nobody else gave it to you. It's like
diamonds.
You untouchable at that point. So I'll just say confidence is key in the modeling industry, believing in yourself.
Yep.
I would say that for sure.
Oh, that's hard. Confidence is definitely a big one.
So y'all, so my males too, because I know my males, we can model as well, and ladies. Facts. But have your confidence. Like, don't, if even if you don't think you can get that show, like, she done went to New York and did these different things. Like, don't be afraid. You know, embrace who you are, but be confident in yourself, because that's everything like that. So how does that that business side work when it comes to contracts and stuff in the model agency? Because you know, music is a business, entertainment is a business. What about the modeling side? Like, is it just you get to keep these outfits, or you get this? Like, how does that usually, like, a potential deal?
No, it's definitely business related. You will, if you're trying to work with any like agency or professional, you're gonna have a contract. Those contracts are long. The duration of the contract that I was offered was a 3-year contract.
Oh my goodness.
That's a long time. So it's a lot of legalities that come into it. And I feel like people should definitely make sure you read. Especially if you have an agent, a manager, anything like that, just make sure you're reading your contracts. And I feel like another thing is, even if you're freelancing and just doing your own thing, make sure you know what's going on.
At all times.
Yeah, make sure you know what's going on at all times. Don't let nobody give you half information. Ask questions. If you feel like you need to get paid, tell them what your rate is. You don't have to do stuff for free. I feel like it is good in doing stuff for free, but I feel like just analyze whether if it's beneficial or not.
Yeah, if it's worth.
Ooh, because a lot of people can hit themselves in the foot by doing a lot of free stuff. I didn't been there, and you done freed yourself out, and you don't become as valuable no more, because everybody like,
everybody
can touch you. You know what I'm saying, kind of thing. So, man, y'all just got so many jewels and diamonds. Like,
we gotta ask before we go though, what you got coming? What people can look up to.
What I got coming? What month is we in? Oh, it's the November. End of the year.
See, that's what I'm talking about. That's how you know you in a model schedule. You don't even know.
Booked up.
I would say I'm actually doing a show this weekend for a designer named Javon Terrence. He has a collection coming out, so I'll be doing that this weekend. I'm back in New York Fashion Week for February.
Hey, look at that. Shout out to securing that. Look, so we're gonna be looking for that. That's dope.
For sure.
And then I saw that real quick too, because I saw that you do YouTube as well.
I do YouTube. I'm a podcast producer.
Come on, I'm about to say, throw all that out there too. Not just a pretty face and a model, y'all. She actually taking care of business, and she doing everything too. And you understand the power of content.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Creating that. So let us know where they can find you at. You know what I'm saying? Plug your information and tell us what's going, like, where they can stay in contact with you at.
You guys can follow me on Instagram at It's Nice Simone, NISIMONE. Feel free to DM me if you have any questions when it comes to modeling or whatever you want to do. I will definitely connect with you on there. Instagram is where I really be at. YouTube also is
my channel.
Yeah, I'm gonna
say y'all subscribe.
Nice Simone, and thank y'all so much for having me today.
I know, we appreciate it. Much love and respect for what I'm saying, pulling up to the show.
Yeah, so y'all, this been episode 26.
Yeah.
Look, man, if y'all don't pick up no diamonds from this and go back and play this, especially for that one to get in the modeling industry.
You're doing yourself a terrible disservice.
Terrible disservice, man. So this has been an amazing episode. We appreciate y'all. And we see y'all on episode 27.
Yes,
hey.
Sir.
Hey. Amazing.
Really?
Yes. That was so organic.
I'll tell you.
Let's go in the big room and let's get a picture and a video.